Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. If you're liking what you're hearing on the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, please submit a review to iTunes. If there's room for improvement, let me know that as well. The feedback is truly valued, and those reviews help me promote the show. If you're not sure how to do that, the simplest way to do it is from within iTunes. Select a show on your mobile device, scroll down to the bottom, and there'll be a place for you to leave a review. On today's show, we're going to be talking about the zoning two-step. And this is the process of completing a zoning application in more than one step, and there's a very specific reason for doing so. In cases where there's a chance of community opposition to a project, you want your site plan application in front of the zoning board to be 100% by right. And by right means it complies with the letter of the zoning rule with no variances. If you're asking for a variance, you're giving the zoning board a reason or a possible reason to say no. But if you're 100% in compliance with all the rules in terms of density, setbacks, parking ratios, height restrictions, and so on, there's no reason for them to say no. You are, after all, 100% in compliance with the zoning that's set for the property. A case in point, we had a zoning application submitted late last year, and it did meet with a lot of community opposition. There were nearly 100 people from the community in opposition to the project. They were very organized, they had very detailed presentations, complete with aerial drone photography, to support their case. In the end, the zoning board voted in favor of our project, and the site plan approval was later ratified by City Council not too long afterwards. As the project progressed from the concept phase into the detailed construction drawings and budgeting, we found that the flat roofs that we had originally designed into the project were going to cost considerably more than we wanted. By changing the design to a pitched roof, we would save construction costs and possibly even maintenance costs down the road. However, a pitched roof would not fit within the 35-foot height restriction in the zoning rules, so we made a decision to apply for a 4-foot variance on the height restriction for a total of 39 feet instead of 35. Remember, at this point, we already had an approved project. The only thing we were risking by asking for the height variance was a cost saving, whereas if we had requested the height variance at the beginning, we were potentially risking the entire project. A site plan application amounts to asking permission from the city to build a project. It's important to be clear on what you're asking for. You'll get a yes or no answer. If you ask for too much, you may get a no. If you break down the question into two questions, then you can improve your chances of getting a yes to your most important question, was the project approved? And you can handle a no to the second question. In the end, the zoning board agreed with our choice of a pitched roof. It visually improved the aesthetic of the project, and it would have had no adverse impact on the surrounding residents. One of the local residents opposed to the project showed up at the second zoning meeting and argued that the higher roof would mean that apartment residents would now have a higher vantage point from which to peer into his bedroom. Our team politely pointed out that the height of the floors and the height of the windows had not changed. Only the rooftop was at a different shape and a different height, and residents are not permitted on the roof. As you're contemplating putting projects together for approval, make sure your finger's on the pulse of the community sentiment towards development. Pay close attention to other projects that have gone before the zoning board. The minutes of the zoning board meetings are a matter of public record, so you can go back and review what was discussed at those meetings, and if something was rejected, why were they rejected? You can figure out exactly what the sentiment is, not only within the community, but also from individual members of the zoning board. Again, the minutes are a matter of public record. So plan your strategy accordingly. In the meantime, as you're thinking about that, have a spectacular day. Go make some great things happen, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.